Pian, Simen Reichen Beis, Sivo. La Yetze Adam Erev Shabbat, Samuch Lachashecha, Bemachtai Biyodai. Now, the Bir Aloha says the translation of Samuch Lachashecha means a half an hour before the Shkia. So a person should not go out of his house into the street. And he's holding a machat, a needle in his hand, or not the pen. And why not? Now he's carrying something in his hand. He can get involved and it'll become Shabbos already. And he'll still be carrying it in Shabbos. And the Mefoshim say he has something in his hand and it's Shabbos and he can forget that it's Shabbos and he can make a hitzor, achnosa bimavad al damas vishus aram. That means this, that he's carrying something, can bring about that he can forget that it is Shabbos, and it can be over Chilul Shabbos. So a half an hour before the Shkia, there's an Issa to go out carrying something. Avol muta lotzeis b'tfilin samach l'chashecha. But if he's wearing tfilin a half an hour before the Shkia, he's wearing them, so then this is permissible of Visha'inai Shaykhan. That means it's not something that he'll forget. Tfilin is also Behesach Hadas. So he'll be always aware he's wearing tfilin. And it seems so through the wearing of the tfilin, he won't come to forget about that it's becoming Shabbos and he might come to carry the tefillin. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan on Aleph. B'machtoi v'hu adin k'sha'oish l'shoh chayfetz b'yodoi. It's irrelevant if he's holding a machat or he's holding something else. There's a b'yodoi. V'hu adin k'sha'yesh l'shoh chayfetz munach loy b'kisoi. We're speaking about to go out Erev Shabbos near something in his pocket. We have this problem. He might forget that he's carrying it. He went out with it. It's in his pocket, and it's a half an hour before Shabbos, and it's very olo, he might forget. The derech haitzahi, now if you have something you're carrying in your hand, or you're carrying it in your pocket. Now, when one carries such a thing in such an oifen, so that's derech haitzor. V'chayim v'shabbos, and he's chayim in Shabbos, this is achilu Shabbos. V'osru lotzeis boi mi beisoi somach l'chashecha. Therefore, we have here this combination. The oifen is carrying it, if he'll carry it Shabbos, it's a oifen of Chilul Shabbos. We'll see soon there's a fanim, a person can carry something, it's not Chilul Shabbos. But if it's in his hand, or if it's in his pocket, it's a oifen of Chilul Shabbos. That's one problem. And the second problem is he might forget that he's carrying it. So this might bring about, this equation might bring about that he'll come to be Mechalo Shabbos. Avol muta lotzeis l'shus arabim somach l'chashecha b'machat hatchuva loy bevigdoi b'mokem shein derech lohitzi kein b'chol. But if he has a machat, a needle, that's stuck in his beged, and in that mokim, a person, when he wants to carry a needle, he doesn't carry it by sticking it in his beged. So if he will carry it in Shabbos, He won't be a Mechalo Shabbos because in Melechus Eitzah, like in all other Melechus, in order to be Chayiv, the Melechus has to be done by Eitzah Halagel. That means you have to carry the way you normally carry. A person does not normally carry a Machad sticking it into his baggage. Mechalki Eitzah B'Sem. So in such a case, that's why he says, Machad biyadoi, because biyadoi, there, it could come about, if he forgets, and he could forget, will be Eivah Chilu Shabbos. But if it's a Machad bibigdoi, beinyin shim hoyo yoytei bishabbos, protom idaraisi, it's protom, because it's not derech haitzor. Kimabu lekamon besimin shin aleph. So Memele, that is why when the Mechaber said Layeti should not go out, we're afraid he might forget that in Shabbos he'll carry it. It's only if he's carrying it in an oifen that if he does get that, then that will bring Chilul Shabbos. But if he's carrying it in an oifen that will never bring Chilul Shabbos, so Chazal never asked Lechatchila to go out. Because that's a gzeira l'gzeira. Va'av sha'al kolpon midarabona nosa, you're not allowed to carry in such a knife midarabona, like gozul chazal gzeira l'gzeira. Right? That's pshat in the Mechaba. That's why the Mechaba was specific. B'machtoi b'yodoi, to exclude if the machad is stuck into his beggar, which is shaloiket derech haitzor of a machat, so then there's no isel to go out, let's say, the half an hour before Shabbos. Ulefizet, so the Magen Avraham says, Amoyer de kechidish, ho'idno deleke rishus harabim. Nowadays, we don't have a rishus harabim. Now let us just explain this for 1 minute. There is a machloikis harishonim. What conditions are required in order to be called a rishus harabim? Others say that the only condition is that it should be 16 ames wide. Now let us say 32 feet wide. That's if you have such an area that's 32 feet wide that people walk through. Mokim hiloch harabim, that is a rishus harab. So if that is the condition to make it a rishus harab, we also have a rishus harabim. But others say you need that 600,000 people walk in this area each day. That's when it becomes a rishus harab. So according to this day, we don't have a rishus harab. Maybe in Manhattan we have a rishus harab. Aval kaponim in a normal city, they didn't have a rishus harab. So the Magen Avraham said that. So since nowadays he was going according to this day, that in order to make it a rishus harabim, you need 600,000 people walking through each day, and we don't have a rishus harabim. So if a person will carry it, it's only an issur darabonon. It's a kamalus. It's only an issur darabonon. So the Magen Avraham said that bismaneinu im bimkay maiseinu, this issur does not apply, because we see the Mechaber said specifically the whole issur is dafke if he will forget, he'll be over an issur daraisa machtoi biyodoi. That's why he specified that it's the whole issur is if he's carrying the needle in an oifen, that it will be a chilul Shabbos deraisa. But if it will be an oifen, it won't be a chilul Shabbos deraisa. There's no, they never made a gzeira. That is the lehavel gzeira Magen Avraham. This is the shittas Magen Avraham. Meu, so, but the Mishnah Berurah says to be Samech on the Mogin Avram, it's not so poshut. Ledas Harvey Poiskin, there are many Poiskin, Bahamachaber Miklolom, Gambizmanazai Kirishu Sarab, Kamoishim Mimur Bissimin Shin Memhei. The Machaber in Simin Shin Memhei says that Arishu Sarabim is. If it's, it has the width of 69 is 32 feet, it's Rishus Rabim. V'yesh oimrim, another say you need shishim ribui. So the Mechaber, it seems, holds that in order to make a Rishus Rabim, the 32 feet is sufficient. It means a yesh oimrim. So Memela, so many Poiskim disagree with the Mogen Avraham. What he's saying, Bismana, so we don't have a Rishus Rabim. The Mechaber himself seems to Paskin like the first day. Ulefima shekosav agrom bibiure also somach lishkiya mamish afil karmelis. Somach lishkiya, we'll see if it's less than half an hour. So then the Kamlis is also awesome. Okay, so it's not so poshut to be matter this halachim. Shema yishkach v'yaitz. We're afraid. Shema yishkach v'yaitz. Yaini she yishkach will forget that he's carrying something. V'yaitz yasachevitz mishetechshach. And when the Shabbos already, he'll be carrying it m'shus l'shus. He'll be taking from a Rishus Harabim to a Rishus HaYochid. Or Yavirenu Abba Amis Bishus Harabim, or he'll carry it out Amis Bishus Harabim. So in order to prevent such a kilkul, there's an Issa Midarabonam a half an hour before the Shkiyim to walk out of the house with something in your hand or in your pocket. With tefillin. But if you are wearing tefillin, Ratzalayim b'tefillin sheberoishay, v'loy gazrine shema yishkach milasalkom ad shechashev. Here we're not afraid he might forget to take them off. V'yitzarech oz lefonais, that means like this, if a person is wearing tefillin, b'chlal, that's not considered carrying, that's called wearing. A person, mi'iker adin, minateir, is allowed to wear tefillin Shabbos, it's not called carrying. But we should be afraid, maybe he'll have to go to the Beis HaKisei, and he'll take off the tefillin and he'll carry them. V'yitzarech oz lefonais, v'yitzarech v'shirem me'al atzmoy, v'yishoyim ha'ba'amis b'shus ha'rabim, k'mo yishekos, that means by tefillin, there's also something to be afraid of. Lefi shemistome einoy sheikhom bereshet. He'll never forget that he's wearing the tefillin. Shemitzah lamash mishpehem. There's a mitzvah, a person should always be touching the tefillin. Va'osa l'sich datemem. So when he's going out, every 5 minutes he hears a machshav, I'm wearing tefillin. So this fear that he might forget, like he has a machat, he has something in his pocket, he might forget about it. By tefillin, you don't forget, because if you're wearing tefillin, you always have to remember that you're wearing tefillin. So automatically, he'll realize when they become Shabbos, he'll take off the tefillin. That means this chash is not applied by tefillin. Avulim oizon biyodoy. But what if he's taki carrying tefillin? Or salot is ben somach lachashecha. Then you're not allowed to go out to hold them somach lachashecha. May sharicha veitim. Then it's not different than any other thing he's carrying. The misir datim mehem. V'yishkech v'yitzim yishachshecha mishus lishus oishi yisoyim arbaames. So in Siv Vov, we have a lochem that someone should not go out of his house to carry something a half an hour before the Shkia. Shemo yishkach v'yoytzi. So al kaponim, let's just be an elachid. If a person went out, he was carrying something, and he reminded himself, and when he came right before Shabbos, he put it away, he was even Nitzel the Rabbonon. I mean, Chazal asked to do this. It's the Nitzel the Rabbonon. Loi Chazal made an itzah. So Lamai said, he did it, he was able, and he said, the Rabbanan. I mean, this is the Baruch Hashem, Shem of Toim Hashem, and he was an itzah of Shalosh Shabbos, the Baalvik, but he was able an itzah of the Rabbanan. This is an itzah of the Rabbanan, Layetzi Odom Erev Shabbos, and we'll see the next, we'll see Amerdike Chidushim. Siv Zayin.
Is all cool on this?
Well, no, cool is the Magen Avraham. That is, we don't have a Rishur Sarab. That's the cooler. Yes. After 120 years, we'll slap the Magen Avraham with us. And, Thirty minutes before the Shkiyim.
Driving to Shul before Shabbat.
Okay, they're driving to Shul. They won't forget it. Okay. Yeah. And the car keys, it's in the car. Okay, and then could be if he's could be this is different. Shema Yishkech V'yotzi. I don't know. It takes out the car keys and to carry. They might forget. Maybe that is different. And he's taking it out to put away. Could be it's different. Maybe that's different to take it out to put away. I don't know. It's a good order. Siv Zayin Mitzvah Lamashmesh Odom Bechelov Be'erev Shabbos. Now, before we were talking about, and there's a Merdeke Miraloch over here, that before we're talking about, we said there's an Issa to carry something out of your house a half an hour before Shabbos. There's an Issa. Here we say there's a mitzvah, l'mashmesh odom bekelov be'erev Shabbos, somuch l'chasheichet, slayyebem dovo sh'osolotis b'Shabbos. Here's a mitzvah to search your pockets. To search it, because do I have anything in my pockets? This is a mitzvah. So there's a merdeke bir aloche that asks a kashiv, and says two terutzim. In Sivov, it says you're not allowed to take out. But that's, I'm doing something. I'm like a tightrope walker. I'm walking out in the Rishus HaRambam. I have something in my pocket, and I might forget about it. There was an issa. Here it says something, that's also. Here it says there's a mitzvah to look if you have something. There's a mitzvah to look if you have something. I mean, I'm not doing anything. There's a mitzvah to look. So the Bir Aloche wants to say to Mahalchem, Rakel, to go out and carry something, there's an issa. Layetze, that you're an issa. But I'm not carrying anything here. I'm looking if I have something. This is not an issa, that's a mitzvah. That means it's a mitzvah to look in your pockets. That's a mitzvah. That's one teretz he wants to say. And then he has another teretz, because the Machaber says mitzvah, and the Gemara says chayim odom lamashmesh begodov. So the Gemara says chayim, so it seems it's not only a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv lamashmesh begodov erev Shabbos. So he wants to say, this is talking about right before the Shkia. Right, that means a half an hour before, to look. But right before Shabbos, chayim odom lamashmesh begodov. Fine. Okay. Now, Bekelov, Bivgodov. It means he should, Bechol Mokim, Shadalkei Leishtamish Boy, they should look now, he should be Boydik, his Begodim. Keep going, Bekisim, Hatzurim Loy, he should look in the pockets. Bapachagoyrois, if he has like a money belt, Bemokim, Sheminig Lanich, Besoyche Chapezov, he puts something in the belt, open up the belt, and look if you have something. Bishemo Yeshbe Mezadovo, So this is the Chiyuv Lamashmesh. Be'erev Shabbos, Nire du adin b'shabes im reitze losseis chutz leirev, v'roge losseis b'kise dover hamutel etautel, shetzoich lamash mish metchil, if he was in an eirev till now, and he was, and now he wants to go out of the eirev, so now there's a chiyuv of lamash mish b'godok. Now, I'd like to mention a few nekudis. Here in the Dirshu, he brings down as follows. And the chiyuv of Lamashmesh B'Godov means he should look in his pockets. If he has something in his pockets, he has a handkerchief there, something else there. Now, usually, sometimes a person can have in his pocket some crumbs, you can have things in the pockets. So this brings up Rav Shlomo Zalman, for the crumbs, you don't have to be mashmish Erev Shabbos, because if you have some crumbs there, they have no cheshivus whatsoever, and if you carry them, and then the not called hate, so it's possible to make it. Fine, one thing. But then he says, if a person, which is a shchiyah, if a person has a pebble in his shoes, that he has to take out. This can be nagir. Sometimes a person is walking in Shabbos and a pebble falls in, and you stop there and don't walk further and take out the pebble and then go. And you shouldn't carry it. A pebble doesn't become bottle. A pebble is, you feel it and it's uncomfortable and it's called you carrying. So
he does know he's like walking on it.
I don't know if not going higher than Tzitzvah. If he goes or something on the ground, that's also called Eitzah. The only one that lifts it up to the count, that's called Eitzah. So he says that you have to be a Kriya Bilikalachaya. If you're aware of it, you're not allowed to carry it. Here there's a lumbus of Bittel. Here there's not a lumbus of Bittel. Fine, one thing. The second thing he brings down, which could be very shia, a person eats something, and he's by a kiddush Shabbos, and the crackers, what he's eating is between his teeth, and he has things in his mouth, he has food particles in his mouth. So they bring down lechatchila. He should make sure that he swallows it or somehow he takes it out of his mouth before he goes outside. This is not so posh, it becomes bottle. And a lot of times it's uncomfortable for a person that he has the food there, so he'll open up his mouth and people see the food there, and it's embarrassing. This is not so posh that it becomes bottle. So a person after Kiddush, if his mouth somehow is full of crackers or whatever it is, and it's stuck between his teeth, and thus he should try to take it out before he goes outside. That's a second then. And now a third then, he brings down aloche, which is aloche, which not too many people are aware of. But it's, let's just say, who holds on this. This is a Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Tzimin Shin Gimel. It's a goyim in Ma'ase Rav. The Chazon Ish was not like this also. This is a halacha. I'd like to read over a Meirabike halacha, which not too many people are aware of. In Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it said in Simin Shin Gimel, Sifchov Gimel, it says as follows. Also la'odom, la'hosim eize heifetz, b'soy heikoi oi b'shar mekoimesh shebivgodov, Afilu b'soich b'soi. Afilu b'soich b'soi. And he's talking about in Shabbos. A person is in his house Shabbos. So he should not put anything in his pockets. He can carry in his house. He can carry whatever with his hands. But don't put anything in your pockets. Be'inyin sh'otzeh lotes kein b'shus harabim. Ve'ein heter l'taltol shum chepetz be'bayis. Ella Biyodoi. He's in Metalto, the house he can carry around. Shem Biyodoi, Babadi, and Loch Hashem, and Yishkach, and Yixiano. We hear in Sivov, I'm going outside, I might forget. But if I'm carrying something inside, I'm carrying a glass of water, you don't have to be afraid, I'll go outside with the water finished. So, Mamele, in the house, you can carry whatever you want. In parentheses, he says, someone told me in parentheses, he wrote in parentheses, that means he wasn't sure, so put in parentheses. In parentheses, says, I'm more than a Kiddush. Vafilu bi'ir mu'ureves. The city has an native around it. She'ein b'mokim osarach. So now it's a native. You're not supposed to put anything in your pockets in your house. In loy beis ha'tzoyrech sh'od yesh lismach al ha'sfor rishayim b'shol teretz mutar. This today is in Simen Shin Gimel, but al kaponam amoyre de kezach, and the goyin also was knowing like this, the chazanish was knowing like this, it's brought down in dinim van hogis of the chazanish. Al kaponam, this is zicha ahidur in Shmira Shabbos, that the medical lesson from the Balatanya, Hashemer Shabbos Kihil Chosoi. Kihil Chosoi means all the halachas, a lot of halachas and halachas Shabbos. It's mostly called a noise, it's a medical dach, but we have to kill Chosoi. So, Kaponim, this is perhaps our Mekilim, the Kilo David Israel, but these are big poiskim, the Shulchan Aruch Haram, the Goyin, the Chazanish, it's big poiskim, they hold that one should not put anything in his pockets in the house Shabbos. He can carry whatever he wants with his hands, but not he shouldn't carry in his pockets. Okay, now we'll start Simen Reish and Gimel. There's a Hakdomet. So let's just learn the Hakdomet. Hine mipnei shasimin hazeh rabu peroisov. There are a lot of halachas, a lot of halachas in this simin. Uchidei shelo yevalbel einei hakoirei boi. He can get very confused. Amarti lahatik b'seifa machzis ha-shekel p'tzicha k'tana e'leho me'ikri hadinim shalo. So let's write down the tamtis of this simin. K'dei she'yorot ha-koyre boi, that al-kaponim will learn through this hagdomim, will be able to get more or less the guidelines and the yesoidis of this simin, which is a complicated simin. Da she'yesh Inyan Shehiye ve Inyan Chazore. There's an Inyan of Shehiye, of leaving something on. Ve Inyan Chazore in returning, leaving a tafshul on the oven and returning a tafshul on the oven. Shehiye now will be learning about after we learn the first seif, which speaks about the ovens b'mei chazal, then we'll be able to understand the halachas which are negeya our ovens. But I'd like to show the Olam before we start learning, okay. In this sefer, Klolim Behilchis Shabbos, And that Mem Gimel and Mem Dalet, he has pictures of, there were three types of ovens, Bizman Chazal. This is Akira. Akira was a type of an oven that had two openings in it, and you could put pots on top of the oven, and you could also put food in the oven, and on the bottom of this kira was the flames. This was a kira. Then there was a kupach. A kupach was similar to this, but there was only one opening on top. This was a kupach. And then there was a tano. A tano also had one opening, but a tano was cone-shaped. And since it was cone-shaped, the heat was concentrated, and it was much hotter than this kire and the kupach. Now, the kire had two openings, so it wasn't so hot. The kupach was smaller, had one opening, and it was more hotter than a kire. And the tano, which was cone-shaped, was very hot. And the nafkaminas in Aloche, we will learn as we learn through the sea. But let's go back to the Hakdome. So he says like this, is the inyan of Shia leaving and Chazara returning. Shia mikri shenoisin tamshu me'erim Shabbos al gabi kirim. Shia means he's putting a pot with food on top of the kirim. That means I have a fire in the kire, and there's an opening on the top, and I put a pot there. Loi derech atmone. Atmone is a different sugya that he's covering it and insulating it, but we're not speaking about atmone. Umeinichoi oimed al gabi kire. Before Shabbos, he leaves it on the kire. And Shabbos, he takes it off. So he leaves a pot on the flame, and he takes it off on Shabbos. V'chazore mikri, chazore means, she'inicho me'erim Shabbos al gabi kire. He left this pot on the flame erev Shabbos. V'zehu din ikir din chazor lekulam. Let's not go into this. There's another case of chazor. And then like v'roite u'bishabes noitloi me'akirev. And then he takes it off the kire, the oven. V'roite lachziro shenis agabi kire. He wants to return it. Chazorim soshia means I want to leave it erev Shabbos on the kire. And I wanted to remain hot, cook, whatever it is. And chazor means I left it, I took it off, and I want to put it back. Now let's skip the brackets. Upligi Hananya Barabona. Now there's a machlokes tanoi. The Hananya Sviralei, Hananya holds, imatavshul kvarnis bashul kemachul ben drusoi. If the tavshul was partially cooked, now this ben drusoi was a thief by profession, and his food, what he ate, he couldn't afford to eat food that was completely cooked, because his business was such that he was always on the run. So his food was partially cooked. Hu kachatzi bishul. So it's halfway cooked. B'yesh oimrim kishlish bishul, a third cooked. So according to Hananya, muta la shoysei al gabi kira afilu im einoi grufo mina gecholim. The coals were not taken out. The einoi ktume, or he didn't cover the coals with ashes. Now, let's just say what we are talking about. We have here, but let's forget about a blech. We have here this kire, that there's a fire in this oven, and I'm putting the pot on the opening over the fire. Now, let us make a scenario. It's a third cooked. It's a third cooked. Fine. It was a very hectic Erev Shabbos. It was put down on the fire. A third cooked. Fine. It's not too well done, but it's a third cooked. Now, if this is going to be the course that's going to be served by night, Shabbos, we're going to serve this food. Now, it's a third cooked. So the shaila is this, something should we be afraid of or shouldn't we be afraid of? That means a third cooked. There's guests for Shabbos, and the guests are going to come, and it's... And I feel by the Suda Gufa, it's good, perhaps it's edible. But think about the Rebbetzin, he invited 20 guests to coming in the food. Covered Shabbos, and eat it. It's pretty raw. It's a third cook, a half cooked. So Hananya said, you don't have to worry about it. As long as it's edible, we don't have to be afraid that in order to make it taste better, they might go to the coals. They'll open up the kira from the bottom and they'll stir in the coals. There's 30 Messiah Das from it. It's good. It's edible. Finish what'll be, will be. That was what Hananya held. The Chachomim held. No. You were handling with human nature. It's mainly in the coming of the sermon meal, third cook, you have cook. We have to be afraid. We have to be afraid that if you want to serve this for the night suda, you have to be afraid it's going to bother someone that the food isn't cooked, it's not cooked, and so the big nesoyin, and not everyone is yochel amid bin nesoyin, either intentionally or unintentionally, partially intentionally, they'll go and stir the coals, they'll go and open up the kitchen, they'll see the fire is dying out, and it's not completely cooked. So there's a big nesoyin, they'll stir the coals, and even there is a mavir, you're making a fire in Shabbos. So the Chachomim held, you can only leave a pot on the fire. That means we didn't do anything to the fire. You can only leave a pot on the fire if it's completely cooked, number one. And if it will cook more, if you're going to make it cook more, it's going to dry up and you won't want it. That means it's going to dry up, and so the guests that you have will taste, shall be very dry, or you won't have enough because it shriveled up because you have 20 guests, and then if it's going to dry up, you'll have to have a big problem serving your 20 guests. So if the way it is, that means if the fire gets any bigger, you're gonna feel bad about it because that's no good. If the food is in such a matzah, it's completely cooked, and the fire gets any bigger in any way, you're going to feel bad about it. Then you're allowed to leave it on the flame because you have nothing what to worry about. You have no intent to make to stir the coals to make it bigger. But if you don't have these two milas, it's not this bashel cold solchoy, and but it'll be crispier and dosa. So then it's also no good. Mitzamik miyogolay. That means if it'll be crispier and dosa, you have it's worthwhile to do it. We're still afraid, according to the Chachamim. It has to be such a machol that if the fire gets any way bigger, you won't like it. Then it's permissible to leave it. But if it's not completely cooked, or if it'll get crispier and tastier, if the fire gets a little bigger, you are not allowed to leave it on the fire. That is Shitas Chachomim, and Hananya holds, no, as long as it's either halfway cooked or third way cooked, this is sufficient. You have to leave it on before Shabbat. That is the shaila. You have to leave it on the fire now, without anything. That is the shaila. So we're talking about later.